Thank God you're so fucking slutty.
If you're hearing our voices, that means it's time for It's This Meets That, the podcast where you watch the worst movies from trailer and credits, scene by scene, so you don't have to, but maybe you should. I'm Russ.
I'm Jared. Where it's a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I had a feeling you might pull that one.
It was a good one.
But as we know, listeners, these are not about us.
No, nothing to do with anything.
Nope. And we're back with part two of Pain Hustlers 2023 Netflix movie. Emily Blunt, Chris Evans, Captain America, Andy Garcia, Catherine O'Hara, all-star cast. Why is this happening?
Yep.
23% of the Rotten Tomatoes. We got drugs, we got opioids, we got parties, we got strippers, we've got everything you want in a movie.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Right? Like, come on. Like,
jeez. When we last left, we were on top of the world. Sales are up.
Top of the world.
Promotions are happening. Like, everything is going great.
It's Milhouse right now, right? Coming up, Milhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what that means?
It means it's time for it to get even better.
That's right. And you know what that also means?
No.
Montage time. Let's go. Because you're having a good time. The only way to capture that good time is in a montage.
If I've said it once, I've said it twice.
Right. Good times are captured in montages. You heard it here first.
Great times.
Stock
market.
What's a better time than the stock market when it's doing well, right?
Yeah, 400% gain in 3 days. Number one IPO of the year.
Let's go.
Pete and Liza promoted again. Now Pete's the CEO. She's the new VP of marketing. Like, we're just burning through jobs here. Celebrations. Everyone's excited. Dr. Lydell opens a new office. Seems like things are going great for him, too.
Why not?
Meanwhile, there's a sneaky, presumably FBI guy taking some quick photos.
Little clickety clackities over there. Full body investigation crew, right?
You hate to see it.
I hate to see it. You don't want to see that.
That's going to come back.
I wonder if that's going to come back and bite them. And we're at the new Xana office. We got a nice new penthouse, crushing it office, right?
Yep. From the trailer.
A lot of glass. You know you're doing well when there's a lot of glass in your office.
Love glass.
nothing says classy, elegant, powerhouse company like just glass everywhere.
Top five building material.
Come on. But then the pressures of success seem to be getting to Dr. Neil here.
Yeah.
As we kind of saw, we kind of knew this, right? I think actually we called this in the trailer trash.
That's right. That's right. So. Because in the trailer trash, he does also.
Yeah, he does.
In the trailer, he's like, no shoes. Shoes are bad.
No, that's right. He does do that. But he's like kind of like leading to the falling because the pressures he puts on the rest of the company to spread out and not just get people to prescribe this drug for cancer patients, but for headaches.
That's right. That's right.
Any pain.
So he does the whole shoe bit.
Which he does because of the
floor polishing is expensive, I guess.
And he starts doing it in a British accent, doesn't he? Everybody, take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. I need you to take off your shoes.
Yep. There's some accent work happening.
Yep.
Don't hate it.
Nope.
And this is when we get introduced to Liza wanting to start doing compliance stuff.
Right.
They're like, whoa, things are getting a little out of hand now. Maybe we should rein it back a little bit. Like, now that we've got all this success, let's try and do it the right way. But our big boss is like, hell no.
No, what's the cost of that, right?
Sounds expensive. I don't have money for this. We're only making $100 million a minute.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Never is.
So meanwhile, they're in this meeting. So it's Dr. Neil, we got Liza, we got Pete.
Yep.
And the other guy who's the COO?
I don't know what he got demoted to. They didn't say.
I don't either. Why don't we just call him a COO? So he's in there too.
He's an advisor.
And he's just being being a little fishy, being a little squirrely, right? And
asking very specific questions.
Yeah, and Pete's like, what's going on over there? And he leaps over the table and attacks him and is like whipping out his shirt. He's like, where's the wire? You tell me where the wire is, right? And they search him. They smash all the stuff and they find out his phone was on recording the conversation. And he was just like, I'm not going to tell anyone anything, but I'm doing this just to protect myself,
which hard to believe.
Hard to believe. So he was out, but hey, come on. Corporate, this is how this works. He cashed out with $32 million in company stock. I'll see you. I'm good.
Yeah, it's going great for him either way.
Yeah. So what, he's got to serve a year in prison at the end of this and then comes out with still his $32 million? Come on.
Yeah, not so bad. And he does the limo bit that we saw in the trailer where he's like hanging out of the top, classic limo stuff. I love my life.
And then we cut to Pete just running through a yard. We're kind of following along with him, and he just jumps into a pool, full suited. And this is just peak powers, Xana, party time. Let's go. We've got
another montage.
Yeah, another montage. He runs in the pool. We got next level party. We got people doing coke because that's what you do when you're successful. Plenty of drinking. We got women wrestling, bikini wrestling. We've got some dude shitting in a sink. We've got mom dancing with Dr. Neil.
Yep.
And then we get a little moment.
Isa looks a little jaded. We're following her like POV kind of through the like reverse POV.
Where?
As she's just like walking through the party in kind of a haze.
Yeah. And then we get a Pete and Liza moment. And we kind of, this is where we learn about stock options.
Would you see the mom and the boss man flirting?
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah, they start dancing. Yeah, I noted that. I jumped ahead because I was just moving through it, but smart. And then we get like for the person who doesn't know, kind of explanation of stock options and vesting. So Pete is like, hey, here's your option contract. It's $6 million, could be worth 20, hold on to it, blah blah blah, but you have to wait 6 months because then it'll vest. And he gives us a whole explainer of all this. I was like, oh, I wonder if this will come back later. She doesn't know what it means.
6 months is key.
6 months is key. And they have this little soft moment about being rich and now it's changing. And she's like, I just feel exactly the same.
And she's like, don't you wish we did something remarkable and not just like profit because everyone's a greedy piece of shit.
And this is like,
no,
that sounds great. But this is like her character realizing like, oh, we're doing something bad here and blah, 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 and greed and yada, yada, yada. Right.
Yep. Now, he's good.
To quote a famous greedy guy.
That's right. That's right. Gordon, we didn't do that one yet.
No. All right. So then we got the party next day, right? And next morning, we got Dr. Neely sneaking out of mom's room here. Mom catches him.
Whoa. And she's like, wait, where are you going? And he's like, oh, just going to get some coffee. And she's like, I don't think that's true. But that's fine also. Thanks for last night. Smell you later, babe.
Yeah. And that's that. Yeah. At first, it feels like a kind of throwaway scene, but it ends up becoming important later on.
Yep, exactly. So we cut back to mom and daughter on the couch watching Family Feud. Mom's got a UTI now, which she's not psyched about. And Liz is like, you embarrass me, mom.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the moral of that. Then we get a little narration that the boss got even weirder after the incident.
Level up your weird. I can't wait until ITMT makes so much money where we get to be weird.
I mean, I started early. I am planning ahead. Yeah,
I want some weird money.
You gotta have weird money.
Oh God, I can't wait to like tell people like they gotta wear a certain type of sock when they enter my house or if I'm around them. Yeah.
You got ugly feet, get a pedicure.
Then we go to the boss's house and we see how weird he's gotten. All the security guards are wearing like those little blue footy bags on their shoes.
Little booties.
Yeah, the little booties, footy booties. Booty booties. Like and then there's like all the phones. He doesn't want phones around him, so they have to take all the phones out. A lot of security.
Phone and in the bag. They do scans.
And they cut to the boss. This is all from the trailer, the conversation about he's like, sales, but sales are flat. They're flat. I'm telling you, the sales are flat. And he goes off the rails.
You die.
And he's going off about messaging of what the product is for, who it's for. And Liza and Pete are both kind of like, yeah, we're doing just fine.
Pete's like, but I get what you're saying. Pain is pain. We should be prescribing this for everything.
Mm-hmm. And that's where it's like
migraines, post-op recovery. Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. No, that's not where you want to do that.
And the boss is like, okay, Pete gets it. Get out of here. I'm going to yell at Liza for a minute. So then it's weird because he's like, okay, let's stop talking about that. How's your apartment? How's your condo going? You liking that house I set you up with?
Yeah, that life you're living right now.
Yeah, let me show you this thing, by the way. Got to show it to you. recognize this popcorn tower by chance? Bow, 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 it's coming back.
It's all flashing back.
Yep. And he's like, you violated HR process by hiring your mom. So now you got to get rid of her and
fire.
Make sure she never contacts me again and get her to sign this NDA.
Power move. That's called power move right there.
And she's like, whoa, 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 I can't do that. And he's like, when do your options vest, by the way?
I'm sorry.
6 months from now? You... I thought earlier in the movie you said 6 months. Was that...
Yeah. I don't think you can. I think now you can go now and go deal with this.
Yeah. Dismissed.
Move along. We should also note that there was a quick intercut of the practicing party from earlier getting crashed by the FBI when they just go on this big thing about, oh, let's spread it out
pain
to everyone.
Pain is pain.
Yep. Not wrong. All right, so then we're Xana office, and we got Pete doing a big speech about pain, and pain is pain, and let's go global on pain, right? Like, this is it.
Fuck cancer.
We're going after all the pain, right?
Yep.
Migraines, whatever.
Yep.
Back at the new house, we had Liza trying to convince the mom to sign the paperwork, and then they go, this is where they unravel and kind of go in this big argument about, you know, who did what for who, and basically digging in the dirt. They keep going further back of like the decisions that they made, and a bunch of words are said, and it's, you know.
The mom like does not get it in that she is always very blunt about what's happening. She's like, you didn't help me with my bribe money situation. which will come back later. But the mom's basically like, you know, I'm the only one who like you're saying I'm the only one who stuck by you. And she's like, stuck by me. Like I had to survive you. And she's like, I turned you into like the perfect survivor. And she's like, no. Like you ruined my life. Like my childhood was awful. You passed me around to Meemaw and Pop and whatever kind of folksy Southern nicknames you can give for grandparents. and it's the whole thing. They kind of blow up and the mom's like, ah, fine, signs the papers and walks out.
And then we are, Liza's doing dishes, the kid's there. She overhears the news in the background about prescription drugs, and she kind of has this moment maybe of clarity or an idea, right?
Yep, get your backpack. We got to go to school.
And guess what? We are in a car ride. And then Pete calls Liza about why isn't stuff happening with Lydell?
And she's like, don't worry, I'm going to make it happen. Like, it'll all be fine. And he's like, all right, don't fuck it up.
So she goes to visit him. He's speaking German. I don't know why that's important, but she drops off some steaks.
Yeah, this part was stupid, I thought, because he's speaking German. And she's like, oh, you speak German? He's like, I'm from Germany. Like, you would know that if you really cared about me.
I guess it was to show that they didn't really, I get
dumb. Because, she did know plenty of other things about him. Like,
it's all right. I don't know. I don't know, Jared. I'm friends with you, and I'm sure there's some things I don't know about you, you know?
I was born in Germany. Yeah.
I did not know that. See, I keep forgetting that you have a peanut allergy. So you know what I mean, that's something I probably should. I should remember that, but I keep forgetting.
Yeah, that one's important. That's right.
That's right. Well, just remind me.
Yeah. But there's a guy in the parking lot taking more pictures of the cooler of the meat exchange here.
And we should also know Dr. Liddell now has got the nice Ferrari. He's wearing leather pants. He's got a stupid shirt. Basically dressing like a douchebag. But more full body investigators photos being taken.
Yep. And so they go inside to discuss something, and she's like explaining to him, hey, listen, babe, they want me to start leaning on our prescribers to give this to people off label, like start prescribing it for stuff it's not meant for. But I'd already told them that you weren't interested because you're a doctor with principle. And he's like, what? Don't put words in my mouth.
Yeah.
Maybe I will. And she's like, what?
He's like, and he's like,
where'd you get your medical training again? I forgot what you were a doctor of. Oh, you're not? Oh, yeah, well, I want 25%.
Dismissed. So doctors suck too, right? And then we're at the new home, back in the new home, and she's reading up on brain surgery with the kids sitting next to her, whatever. And then we cut to the, I don't know if there's anything else important there, right?
Well, then they do like the interview stuff. So I guess that's
we cut to
getting that anyway.
We cut to Matt's life there, black and white, talking about the off-label stuff, right? And
he's basically explaining how painkillers work.
Yeah, and then Doc's kept writing prescriptions, whatever. And then he was basically just high and comatose, and he's at work trying to sell cars. And then all of a sudden, he starts spitting his teeth out. Yikes! Yeah.
He's like, my cancer went into remission, but I wanted to keep taking that, and the doctor let me. And so he's cooked at work, and it's not going well. So it seems like we're at a point where things are going to start to go south.
Seems like it, but
Cut to the fancy school, right?
yes.
Where there's like some kind of weird recital happening that I don't understand
Yeah,
what this
rehearsal
is.
for something for kids stuff, dancing around, whatever. Liza gets a call, she's at work, and then in the background, meanwhile, the daughter's having a seizure. They don't know what to do. She comes down, it's like, it's okay, it's okay. So really bring back the humanity to Liza here. That's what the point is, I think,
Exactly.
at this point. So
She's like, I was just trying to make sales, but my daughter needs me. It's a whole thing. So then they're back at home, and Phoebe is sick, puking up the medicine. Mom's like, you got to keep the meds down. And she's like, you're not the boss of me. I'm not your employee.
yeah, a little on the nose there. But yeah, this also comes to like the Phoebe's doctor is like, hey, we got to make a decision. We can't wait on surgery. Got to do something. You have to make a choice.
Right. Great point.
And then yeah, because then that leads to Liza having to get
Meds.
some money, which I don't like. I'm like, I don't quite get because like,
She had tons of money,
yeah,
I thought.
like you didn't need to
I don't
sell
get
the.
it.
You don't need to sell this $6 million of options to go do this. Like, if
Right?
you're buying all this other stuff, like you still have your commission money that you're making, and then the options are part of.
Yeah, it seems
Okay.
silly. Because,
Yeah.
yeah, she's at the bank. She's trying to get a loan against her options. And the loan officer's like, pharma is too volatile. I cannot help you with that. Like, the company could go out of business in 3 months. Who knows? Like, something might come up where there's like a big prescription scandal or something.
Or like the
Or the FBI. Yeah, it could be
FBI.
anything.
Like the FBI. Why do you keep mentioning that? Don't worry about it.
She's like, well, that seems unlikely. So then she's like, I needed to go beg someone who had money. And I thought she was going to go directly to the boss, but I think she's going to Dr. Lydell first.
She does. Thought the same thing, but then she ends up going to the boss.
Right, eventually, yeah.
Yeah. So
So she
she
goes to
shows up.
Lydell
Yep.
and she talks about how no one saw it coming. It was just a day like every other day. You come into work, they do like a little montage of him coming into work, like kissing babies because he's a politician slash
Right.
doctor.
Yeah.
And then like he's walking down his hallway in his clinic, and out of nowhere, Matt's wife rolls up. Patient Matt
Yeah.
punches him in the face
Boom.
because she's gonna sue him. Matt OD'd, almost died. Like, this is a nightmare scenario. Like,
Yeah.
why are you letting him take all this stuff? He doesn't need it anymore. His cancer's in remission. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
And then we get a quick flash of our dad from the motel, right?
Yep.
Arm guy.
He's around there. Yep. And then we got a guy, the doctor going in after he gets punched in the face. He goes in and there's a patient in there, quote
Yep.
unquote, who throws some money on
Looks
the
like a
table. He's
drug
like,
seeker.
yeah, he's like, yo, I need some of this stuff.
Yep.
He's like, don't show that. So he starts running. He's like, oh, is that a mole on your face? That could be cancerous.
Looks like cancer.
Looks like cancer. Here's a prescription. And then the guy's like, bro.
I'm in the fib eye.
I'm in the fibby, the
Yeah.
flibbity,
Here's my
flibbity.
badge.
Here's my badge. Long story short, here's my badge.
Sirens outside, lights flashing, and
Cops
like
arrested.
dragging him away. Yeah.
Play into the karaoke song, closing time. Well done. Well played. It's closing time. It's all going down.
Classic.
And Liza shows up, and like all the patients are waiting in line, waiting to go to the doctor's office to get prescriptions, but he's gone because he's been arrested, and they're all zombies.
Yeah. They're
And
all
even the.
like, wait, she's got Lonafin. She's got the Lonafin. Everyone
Yeah.
like tackle her. She's got the Lonafin. And she's like,
Wow.
no, I don't. I don't. I don't. And then
Yeah, she
she
gets in a car, leaves.
gets her car, drives away, drives past the dad from the motel, being
Right.
like,
Just to
he
remind you.
looks kind of down on his luck at this point. Things might not be going well for him.
Looks like he needs Olanofin.
Sure does.
So, and then we're at the boss's house, a mansion here, and we got Pete and Dr. Neil working on messaging, basically.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What are you
Liza's like,
doing?"
what about the dead patients? All these dead people that we're murdering?
Yeah, and she has a quick voiceover. She's like, "I had like 24 hours before this whole thing went down," and she asks Neil for the money, and he offers to sell her options for the vests, and he's kind of like, "It's all a scene from the
You're not
trailer."
leaving,
He's like,
right?
"You're not planning on leaving here, right?" He's like, "Use your crisis for your fire," and he's like, "Go do your job," and basically uses her daughter against her to get to keep her working.
Yep,
So,
exactly.
well.
You hate to see it.
Hate to see him. And then we're back at the new house. New house, new house.
Yep. And
She's
she's
working. Yeah.
obsessing about it, right? She's on the computer. She's looking up dead overdose patients, remembering the addict guy, the neighbor. And then she's like, oh,
Oh.
he's dead now, also.
He's gone. He's gonzo. And then we immediately
Oops.
cut to the motel, and she comes by with the blanket they gave her from the beginning of the movie. The
Yep.
daughter answers the door. They're all crying. The mom comes out. She hugs her. She cries. The mom's just staring off into space, takes the blanket, and she's not having it. She just turns around and walks away. And that's when Liza's like, shit.
Baruto.
Yeah, Baruto. Back in the new house. She's all curled up. She's at the bottom of the barrel right now. Seen from the trailer, Phoebe's like, you didn't do anything wrong. You're not the bad person. And then she does the voiceover, the mantra. Yeah, she kind of is. And she does the mantra, like, I will be better. I will do good.
I'll make my life count.
Yeah. Then we see a little movie salad.
So, yep. Reminds her of the bad times.
That's right. And then this isn't the FBI. This is like district.
Yeah, this is. It's district attorney or something.
Because like the woman that she's talking to ends up in court. She's
some kind of law enforcement prosecutor.
She's like a prosecutor of some sort. Anyways, she she's admitting everything. She's like telling about their speaker programs. I can name names. I can do all this sort of stuff. And it was like, the lady's like, yeah, but we need evidence. Like, do you have emails? Do you have phone calls? Do you have anything? And she's going through it. And she's like, no, he doesn't. He's a weirdo. He doesn't do emails. He doesn't do phone calls. He doesn't do any of this sort of stuff. And then she's like, oh, wait, I got something. He does this hard copy thing
He does this thing where he makes these sales orders out and he prints them out and brings them to the CEO, where then he marks them up. And like, then I don't know, Pete destroys them or whatever, but like, there's no way I can get them. And she's like, well, get some of those printouts and
we're good to go.
Jail time, maybe.
Or actually we're at the backstage with the event, I think, right?
I think she's doing they do a quick back at home and she's like, nothing is as inspiring as desperation. And she's like working on her plot. She's like, I got to get this document, whatever else. And then
that's right. Cause she was setting up a fake email about some new deal she was working on. That was the plan, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. And now we're backstage at this event and Pete's now doing coke because that's what you do when you're on the top of the world, right? You do coke.
Yeah.
As you dress up as a nasal spray drug. Every time I've seen Jared do lines before he does his big rap and wearing a nasal spray thing.
We'd have costume. Four nickels.
Yeah, four nickels. Yes. So he goes on stage and we see that he's got the next order in his envelope or in his jacket pocket that I think that the boss has already signed off on, right?
Exactly. It's all marked up with stuff for, like, this is the damning evidence that she needs, right?
This is it.
Everybody's partying while Chris Evans is doing a rap. It doesn't make any sense.
Nope. But everyone's having a good time. And then he's
trying to convince everyone. The problem is low scripts, low doses. Double, triple commission, bigger scripts. Let's go. We need to get more people hooked. Isaac goes to sneak out and he notices because he's not that dumb.
No, not that dumb. So she sneaks in the backstage, grabs a snack, snags a hard copy from Pete's jacket, and we think escapes. And we're in the parking garage. Yeah. And he catches up to her. And he's like, hey, where are you going? What's going on? She's like, I just got to go do a thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. He's like, oh, daughter. Thoughts and prayers for your daughter. Yeah. Anything I can help with? And she's like, no, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. And then he can smell something's going up and he just runs up behind her and snags her bag and like goes through and he's like, finds it.
Her.
Yeah. Captain America style. Right? He throws a shield at her.
Classic
move. And he goes on about how he found her and gave her a chance and why are you doing this to me? You turn, blah, blah, blah.
I was like, we killed people. People are dead because of us. Do you not get that? Do you not care? Like, where's your humanity? And he's like, you and I, we're the same people. Like,
classic.
Like, we're just trying to profit. Like, who cares about whatever else? And I hope you fucking die.
Yeah.
She's like, so then we cut to a meeting with the boss and Pete. And he's like, we got to contain this. Pete, you're getting thrown under the bus.
Yeah. Pete's basically taking the fall and there's going to be some padding between everything else and Mr. Dr. Neil there.
And the boss is like, don't worry. Houses, cars, college for the kid, whatever you need. Like, I'll take care of it. But you just got to testify. I don't know shit.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
He's like, okay.
Right. And then we cut to Pete's house and because we got the sales rep, he's got his baby, he's holding his baby. We got the FBI banging on the door. Classic scene, right? Holding the baby, FBI's at the door. This is it, you know?
Yep.
Again, trying to still kind of build sympathy for this character, but I'm like,
it's not working.
Not working.
Nope. And then we get a little more voiceover that they even caught up with the original CEO down in Argentina, but not before the boss's lawyer got to him because he's like, oh yeah, Dr. Neil didn't know anything.
Yeah. Which I don't think that's the point where you say that, but sure. I mean, I think they take handcuffs and they bring in and they question and you say he doesn't know anything, but sure. Maybe you just stand up.
That seems suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. The lawyer's sitting right there like, oh,
Why is he pre-denying things?
That's
before we even asked.
Before we even asked. Do you even know why we're here?
Classic.
Yeah. Then we cut to a hospital and Phoebe's out of her surgery. Liza's there. That's pretty much it.
That's basically it.
Is it, we're wrapping this up. Are we getting close here to the end? And then we cut to Dr. Neil's house, right? And everyone else is going down pretty much. So we're intercutting with everyone else kind of going down, taking the fall. He's fine. And it's kind of, you know, a little commentary on the billionaires that get to hang out in their little pools and swim around. He was even on Forbes. He knew nothing. He was just an investor because they cut to him doing an interview.
No knowledge of any daily operations. Just the money guy.
Just the money guy. That's it, right? They were all just the money guy. And we cut to back to her new home. Mom is back.
Liza makes up with her. It's a whole thing. Everyone's sorry.
And then we get the popcorn tower.
I've got an idea.
I've got an idea. Mom.
She brought a popcorn tower because for Phoebe's surgery, I guess. Here's what you need, a popcorn tower. What's a popcorn tower? Is that a thing?
I don't know, but I kind of want someone to send one to us.
I want one.
Yeah, I do too. Someone out there, send us a popcorn tower, will you?
Yeah, please. I'll give out Russ's address.
We did that once. Yes, we did. I think I bleeped it all out, hopefully.
Long ago.
Oh, no.
In the old days of the podcast.
Back when we didn't care about PII.
That's right.
So popcorn tower, and she has the idea, and she's like, Mom, did Neil ever have you any contact with him or whatever? And
you're trying to get the bribe stuff going.
Yeah.
How did you get in touch with him? Did he call you? No. Like, no phone numbers. Only email.
That's right.
Damn. Don't leave records like that.
That's right. Don't ever leave a record of anything. Yeah.
So then they go check the emails.
Yeah. And sure enough, they're going through, she's all of her like, hey, this is the thing I want to set up. And finally they find the one where he responded.
Yeah. Where they're explicitly talking about bribes.
Yep.
And that's when she gets thanked for being so slutty.
And we cut to Dr. Neil's house and he's swimming in his big rich pool and the FBI is coming up the beach.
It's right time. He's all naked.
Is he? Oh, I didn't notice that. I thought he was just swimming.
We get a little Andy Garcia butt.
Hey, when we get to ITMT money.
Oh, dude, I'm swimming naked in a pool all day.
That's it. Infinity pool. I want a pool over an ocean and infinity. I'm just going to swim naked in it. That's it.
That's right.
an AFBI coming up on the beach, storming the beach. And there's a million of them. And the guy who's taking all the photos earlier, he's just standing there being like, yeah, bud. Gotcha. Time to go. And we got a voiceover from her being like, yeah, the headlines were not pretty.
They're talking about all the dead patients because there were a lot of dead patients. And this is when we cut to an interview shot and the interviewer's like, whoa, 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 stop for a second here. I thought you said that the overdose risk was less than 1%. And then she's like, well, that's what the study said. And then they bring in the guy who did the study and he's like, well, so there were 200 patients. And out of those 200 patients,
this is the MassGen doctor. The guy from MassGen, exactly. Right? Yeah.
Only one of them was an overdose, but the drug was administered by responsible doctors in responsible circumstances and only for super terminal patients, because for non-terminal patients, the addiction rate was extremely high because it's fentanyl.
Like stage 4 cancer, not for headaches. And they left this bit out, they took the stuff out of the report, that's how big pharma works. It's a pain thing, but let's leave all these other details out.
Yep. That's how they get you.
That's how they get you every time.
And so then we get to cut to court, right?
Court montage. Kind of.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
We get everyone getting their sentencing here. So Dr. Liddell, he got 40 months.
Yep.
The marketing guy.
Gets 3 years.
The marketing guy got. I thought they said 16 months. That'd have been right. What, a year and a quarter, a year and whatever.
Yeah.
Because he kind of got out of it, early and ish. Yeah. So, Pete got 3 years, 36 months. Dr. Neil got 66 months. Is that what it was?
It's like five and a half years.
Yeah. 5 years, 512. Yeah. And then Liza gets her opportunity to give a big speech to redeem herself, or at least to show how her character has changed.
She's like, I was supposed to lie to you.
Yeah. And then the lady, the district attorney or prosecutor, whoever on the other side, we're not lawyers here, but I have watched a lot of Law and Order. So
yeah, I do play one on TV.
Yeah. And she's like, hey, you know, we want to give her, you know, we suggest no prison time. She came forward. She gave us da-da-da-da. And the judge is like, yeah, sure. That's cool. You're still going to do your year in 3 months.
Yeah. By the way, people died. So
yeah,
you get a year in jail. Like, womp womp.
Womp womp. Like, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And then we get the shot when she's walking out, or we walk out of the courtroom. We get the shot of the family from the trailer, the mom and the two daughters who are there. Yeah. So
the dad that she killed, right?
Yes, the dad, the father she murdered.
Yep.
And then we get a black and white interview again. And we got Pete waxing poetic about life and hurting people and still believing what he did was right.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's basically like, we help people. That's the best pain medication for cancer. And, you know, like, you got, and like the interviewer's like, you really still believe that? And he's like, you sell what's in your bag. And that's kind of his excuse for the end of it. And he's
that's
like,
it.
Yep. You just sell what's in your bag.
Then we get a title card 15 months later.
We're at a farmer's market.
Yeah, a nice little farmer's market here. And we cut to our hero here, Liza, selling skincare products that her mom makes.
All natural this time.
All natural. And then we see some of the old sales reps, some of the girls from the other dancers from the club she used to work at are helping out and working with her, you know, selling
the guy
stuff.
Was shitting in the sink.
He's still there. Yeah. I don't know if I trust him. He's shitting in the sink and he was doing like crack.
Ryan's a little unhinged.
But. Yeah. I don't know if I'd trust Ryan with much. And then she's got like a quick flashback scenes of like the old life.
And the voiceover is like, I don't think about the old life.
Yeah.
But she like stops at a bar and gets a tequila shot by herself. And sometimes like, I hate the way this movie ends. Cause she's sometimes I have dreams and the dreams aren't dreams though. But like I'm running the company and I pulled them back from being crooked and like, I could have fixed things. And then it's so scary that I sit up and turn on the light and you're like, that's the end.
That's it.
Yep. And then that's mostly the end because then we get our title card, but
Pain Hustlers.
There's more.
We get a kind of like a post title card ending here with real news footage from Boston NBC 10 reporting that news, that good news, getting it done. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And basically going, talking about the real company and the big news about the big pharma founders getting jail time.
Yeah. John Kapoor.
Yeah. And, Insys was a company. They go through that and, it doesn't matter because he only went to prison for 2.5 years.
Yep, that's right. 2.5 out of 5.5. Not bad.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it.
The end. The end. That's it.
Oh, what a horrible movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so little happening, but so much happening, you know?
Right. Kind of, yeah, there's a lot going on. All right. So, Jared and Russ, we're going to ameliorate right now.
Yep. That's us.
This movie's 2 hours and 4 minutes. Let's say it's just under 2 hours with the credits.
Yep.
Let's chop this down. Cut a lot more. Cut a lot of B storyline stuff that just weren't necessary. Like the whole backstory for Pete wasn't necessary. The overlong montage interview thing to make it feel kitschy and kind of funny. There's also weird tone shifts back and forth between it trying to be really drama and comedy, which it's basically them copying the Adam McKay Wolf of Wall Street style, but they don't really pull it off. And to be honest,
more people died.
Yeah. And also
not that many people died in Wolf of Wall Street. Like,
no, people lost a lot of money and like
took advantage of people mostly, but
right.
Nobody died.
Nobody died. when death is on the line. And like even the Adam McKay, like the, you know, same thing. It's just losing money. No one lost their lives.
Right.
The big
this is
short.
A little more serious.
This is a little more serious. So they should have probably leaned into it being a little more serious of a tone.
Yep. Yep.
So I think, find your own
bad
style.
Bad casting. I don't think, don't cast Chris Evans for this.
Yeah, not the right one.
Because they tried to make him
Andy Garcia likeable. Is fine, but Andy Garcia is kind of leaning into this like comedic thing lately. So it's like.
That's right. Yeah, it's weird. I don't like the Andy Garcia casting either. Emily Blunt, I think, is the only casting you leave. And everyone else you replace with, like, no name, whoever. Somebody who's actually slimy.
I think you make this more of a dramatic, like dark kind of movie, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's fine to go with the mother-daughter survival storyline, but at the same time, like, I feel like a lot of these movies too, even like Wolf of Wall Street and even The Big Short, like the problem with like these movies and like this style is that they try to give this humanity to these characters are actually really, they're really bad people.
They're pretty like, bad.
And yeah. I don't like that you're trying to make them sympathetic towards them because like, oh, I'm like just, yeah, but you're still making this choice that's pretty.
You still made millions of dollars.
Yeah. Like you still made millions of dollars and you go to prison for 2 years, a year, 3 years count. Max. Like, come on.
Yeah. They're so all think, out again now at this point.
Yeah. This is it. Yeah. They're out there.
As we record this in 2024, like,
yeah,
they've been out for years.
Yeah. Yeah. And they killed a lot of people. Yep. So yeah, I don't think I like that. I think that's the problem, like the glorifying of it.
Yeah, and I don't just make like, them redeemable at all.
Yeah, and like just bearing under this, like, oh, well, I'm doing it for a good reason. I understand, like from a Hollywood movie perspective, you kind of need that so you can give them a change, but
right,
it doesn't come through because you glitz it up too much and they make it seem like this is a. That's why I
hope
it.
That's real.
Hate
I hope that the mom actually needed an operation thing for the daughter. And like,
oh God, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Must be, right?
I have no idea. I don't know. They can make shit up. It's inspired by. It's not. You know.
I know. I wonder if maybe they tried to make her more relatable. And
I think they did. I mean, I think there's
all those interviews I read. That's exactly what they talked about. They're like, that's the thing that people liked. Is you know, sometimes good people do bad things, and you're like, sure.
I don't. Yeah.
But.
I think because like the character Eliza Drake was a mashup of like a couple different things, and it's not like a one-to-one to the woman that was actually involved. So,
yeah,
sure, good on her for whistleblowing and doing that. Absolutely, but
sure.
But yeah, cut all these B storylines. Make Pete the actual villain. Don't make us sympathize with him.
Yeah,
because he hired a hot sales rep and had sex with her and had a kid. Now we have to feel sympathetic for that. And then I don't know.
Like, yeah.
That feels just
doesn't work.
Dirty. It doesn't work. I also think the black and white interview stuff, like you could probably just cut all that stuff, but even if you keep it,
do it in color.
Well, I get it. I get why they did it in black and white. So it separates it. Like this isn't part of like the story. Like it's a post. It's a, like the black and white was supposed to be post movie events. That's fine.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. But like, don't like make it feel like they're talking to the audience directly as if we're the interviewer.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, we're the ones putting them on like what's going on here. And don't just have some like it be like some random person at the very end who's like all of a sudden they're interviewing. Like it's, I don't know.
It was like, it turned into like a weird true crime thing at the end. And I didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
Yeah. Cut all that. Make this movie an hour and 45 minutes max.
Oh, less. You could. I think if we went through this movie again, we could cut a half an hour easily.
Yeah, just make it like a Dare commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What else? What else is there?
I think you covered most of it.
Yeah, I was feeling it. So
there's plenty of ways you could fix it. Like the movie had. The story, I guess you could turn into something with potential. It's a quicker story than you want it to be to flesh out for 2 hours somehow.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. Just a while that they stretch this out to being 2 hours long.
Right.
Just like Wolf of Wall Street and all those, like I didn't care about these characters at all. I was like, all these characters are just pieces of shit.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Yeah. Like I don't, why are we making them into this?
And it was like the good acting that saved it for the most part.
Yeah.
Like I like Wolf of Wall Street as a movie. It's definitely too long, but like
way too long.
Leo and Jonah Hill are great. Like the, I don't know. Like it's a great cast, good movie. I thought enjoyable.
Well, you know my feeling about Leonardo DiCaprio, but that's for a whole other podcast. So
yeah, totally fair. Yeah. We could spend all day talking about how much you
all day hate, love, and hate.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the opposite of that.
It's a love hate. Yeah, I don't
jealousy
know.
For
the listeners. Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. I think I'm just fine. yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else?
I don't think so. Okay. Buy Russ's book.
Yeah, go do that. Yeah. Make that into a movie on Netflix. Way more.
Cut the plugs early.
Yeah, cut the plugs early. All right, well, we're done. We're gonna close this case on this Big Pharma. At end of the day, Big Pharma wins, right?
As usual.
How many movies have we done where Big Pharma just wins? I think all of them.
That's the truth.
I think all of them.
The majority of the movies we've done, yeah. For sure.
we're doing the real work here by exposing them, right?
Exposing Big Pharma through bad movies.
That's through right. bad movies. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. So that's the subtext. All right. That's it. We're done. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with a new movie. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram. It's This Meets That, right? Team to Pod on Twitter. You can follow us wherever you're listening. Subscribe and share it with friends.
Yeah. Or share with people you don't know by leaving a review.
Hit the That's streets. How you do that. Hit the streets and share us, you know, like you
hit
do.
The street. Just yeah. Hit the streets. Shout it from the rooftops.
Yeah. You know? Like your favorite.
Yeah. You know, climb up opioid. On your roof.
Share us. We're good painkillers.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Don't take painkillers. Listen to IDMD.
Right. Pure That's pain relief.
Not our slogan.
No, not ours. No, that's not at all. No, we'll work on that. We'll workshop that one.
But yeah, send us an email about how much you hated that. tell us what you really think. It's thismeetsthat@gmail.com. We are receptive to criticism, but also combative. So enjoy that.
It's a nice balance.
That's right. Or go to the website where you can find all the old episodes. It's 260 something episodes at this point. Crazy. I can't believe we've done it this long. And we're going to keep doing it for forever.
Love it.
And so you should support us by buying a t-shirt. You can do that at the website too. Find information about Russ's book Host that I mentioned earlier. Information about the host, the cast of ITMT, everyone behind the scenes making this podcast possible. It's thismeetsthat.com.